Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Welcome to episode 14 of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today we dive into the timeless wisdom of Sun Tzu, the legendary military strategist whose teachings in the art of war continue to resonate deeply, not just in warfare, but in boardrooms, workplaces, and in the challenges of everyday life. His principles have transcended centuries to become a guide for leadership, decision-making, and conflict resolution in countless areas of modern society. In this episode, we'll focus on one of Sun Tzu's most well-known and impactful principles, often summarized as know yourself and know others. We'll explore what it truly means to understand your own strengths, weaknesses, and motivations, as well as the importance of recognizing these traits in others. How can self-awareness unlock your potential? How can understanding others give you an edge in navigating relationships, teamwork, or even competition? These are just some of the compelling questions we'll address. By drawing clear connections between Sun Tzu's ancient strategies and the challenges we face today, we'll provide practical tools you can use to improve communication, make better decisions, and achieve success in both your personal and professional life. Whether you're aiming to grow as a leader, strengthen your relationships, or simply find ways to overcome obstacles, this episode is packed with actionable insights to help you on your journey. Let's uncover the enduring relevance of Sun Tzu's teachings together. Understanding yourself. Sun Tzu emphasized that knowing one's own strengths, weaknesses, and limitations is fundamental to achieving any success. He once said, "If you know yourself and know your enemy, you need not fear the result of 100 battles." While most of us aren't waging physical wars, this lesson is easily translated to modern contexts. Whether it's navigating a career, running a business, or building relationships. Self-awareness doesn't just mean acknowledging what you're good at, it also requires an honest assessment of areas where you fall short. Recognizing these limitations isn't a flaw, it's a power. It opens the door for growth, for collaboration, and for surrounding yourself with the right people who can complement your abilities. It's not about perfection. It's about figuring out where you shine and where you need support to operate at your best. Think about the times you faced challenges in your career or personal life. Was it a lack of preparation, overconfidence, or perhaps an unfamiliarity with the environment you were operating in? Success begins when we confront these realities. It requires taking a hard look at past outcomes, both good and bad, and tracing them back to the role your own actions, habits, or blind spots may have played. For example, were you too quick to make a decision without considering all the facts? Or did you hesitate too long, missing an opportunity? Self-awareness helps you identify these patterns and make better choices in the future. Consider this example from a personal anecdote. A manager leading a startup team struggled to meet tight deadlines. Upon reflection, she realized her natural talent for idea generation came at the expense of her ability to organize and execute. Her big picture thinking was her strength, but it left her overwhelmed when it came to the finer details of managing workflows. By delegating operational work to another team member with exceptional project management skills, she transformed her personal weakness into a team strength. This shift didn't just improve efficiency, it also boosted team morale as everyone began to work more cohesively. Self-awareness enabled transformation. The journey to self-awareness isn't a one-time discovery, it's an ongoing process. It requires regular introspection, feedback from others, and a willingness to evolve, but the payoff is immense. It not only helps you perform better, but also ensures you build stronger connections with those around you. Ultimately, understanding yourself is the first step toward understanding how to succeed and thrive in whatever battlefield you face. The value of understanding others. Equally, if not more significant, is the ability to understand others. Imagine this concept as both a mirror and a window. The mirror helps you reflect on yourself, allowing you to better understand your own emotions and motivations, while the window enables you to see others clearly, gaining insight into their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Have you noticed how some people seem to always read the room correctly? They effortlessly know when to speak, how to pitch their ideas, and how to gain trust, almost as if they have an innate sixth sense. But this isn't a matter of luck or intuition alone. It comes from an ability to understand the motivations, emotions, and behavior of others. This skill, often referred to as emotional intelligence, is a crucial tool in both personal and professional interactions. Sun Tzu wrote, "All warfare is based on deception." While we're certainly not encouraging deception, his point underscores the importance of recognizing the subtle currents of emotion, ambition, and fear that influence human behavior. When you understand someone else's underlying needs, beyond their words or actions, you can communicate more effectively, negotiate more successfully, and collaborate more efficiently. This is the essence of building meaningful relationships, inspiring trust, and unlocking opportunities. Take, for instance, a business negotiation scenario. By uncovering the other party's true priorities, not just what they claim to want, but the deeper motivations driving their actions, you can structure deals in ways that deliver mutual benefit. For example, imagine two businesses negotiating a supplier contract. One party may appear focused on getting the lowest possible price, but deeper probing might reveal a more pressing concern: consistent and reliable delivery timelines. By identifying and addressing their core issue, the other party can secure the deal, not by drastically lowering prices, but by offering guaranteed turnaround times and demonstrating dependability. This concept extends beyond business and applies to everyday life. Think about personal relationships or team dynamics. Perhaps you notice a teammate who frequently misses deadlines. On the surface, it may seem like poor time management, but understanding their underlying stressors or workload challenges could reveal a very different story. By actively seeking to understand their perspective, you can offer support, foster collaboration, and improve outcomes for everyone involved. The ability to truly understand others is a skill that takes practice and patience, but can yield remarkable results. Whether it's in a boardroom, a classroom, or around the dinner table, taking the time to see through the window of another person's perspective can lead to stronger connections, smarter decisions, and better outcomes for all. Applying these principles today. How does all this apply to your everyday life? Whether you're leading a team, building a business, or navigating personal relationships, Sun Tzu's principles of self-awareness and empathy are timeless tools that can transform the way you approach challenges. These principles not only improve decision-making, but also strengthen your ability to connect with others and inspire trust. By taking deliberate steps to develop these skills, you can navigate any situation with clarity and purpose. Here are some actionable steps to adopt these ideas in your own life. 1A, conduct a strengths and weaknesses audit. Take time to reflect on your abilities and areas for growth. Write down your strengths and weaknesses honestly, thinking about how they impact your goals and interactions. Ask for feedback from trusted colleagues, mentors, or friends to gain additional insights and perspectives you might overlook. This practice helps you identify where you shine and where you need to improve, giving you a clearer path for growth. Practice emotional self-reflection. Pay attention to how you typically respond in different situations, especially under stress or pressure. What triggers negative emotions for you? What situations bring out your best? Awareness of these emotional patterns gives you the ability to anticipate and control your reactions. Consider journaling about your emotional responses to challenging moments. It can help you spot recurring patterns and develop healthier ways to handle difficult emotions. 3, invest time in observation. When working with others, focus on asking thoughtful questions and truly listening to the answers. Go beyond the surface by observing not just what people say, but how they say it, their tone, body language, and emotions. Observation is a skill that takes time to develop, but can reveal nuances about others' intentions and needs. This deeper understanding helps you respond in ways that build stronger connections and mutual respect. 4, use empathy as a strategy. Rather than reacting impulsively or emotionally in tough situations, take a moment to pause and consider the other person's perspective. What challenges might they be facing? What could they be trying to achieve? By seeing the situation through their eyes, you can approach conversations and conflicts with greater compassion and clarity. Empathy not only strengthens relationships, but also helps you find solutions that benefit everyone involved. 5. Adapt your approach. Effective communication isn't one size fits all. Tailor your message and approach to fit the personalities, goals, and needs of the people you're interacting with. A persuasive argument is one that resonates with the listener's values and priorities. For example, some people may respond best to facts and logic, while others may connect more with stories or emotional appeals. Understanding these differences empowers you to communicate in ways that truly resonate. 6. Keep revisiting yourself and others. Self-awareness and understanding of others are not static. They evolve over time. Regularly check in with yourself to assess how your goals, values, and emotional responses may have shifted. Similarly, keep observing the people around you as they grow and change. By staying curious and open, you ensure that your strategies and approaches remain relevant and effective in new situations and challenges. By implementing these steps in your daily life, you'll not only enhance your ability to lead and work with others, but also build stronger relationships and a deeper sense of purpose. Sun Tzu's principles remind us that awareness of both ourselves and others is the foundation of success in any area of life. The more intentional you are about cultivating these skills, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the complexities of modern life with poise and confidence. Real-world example. To put these ideas into perspective, consider Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft. Nadella is often cited as one of the most empathetic and forward-thinking leaders in the tech world, largely because of his commitment to self-reflection and understanding his team on a deeper level. When he took over as CEO in 2014, Microsoft was struggling to stay competitive in a rapidly changing industry. Nadella recognized that the company needed more than just a strategic overhaul. It needed a cultural transformation. Under his leadership, Microsoft shifted its focus from internal competition to collaboration, prioritizing a growth mindset and teamwork. Nadella emphasized the importance of emotional intelligence, not just for himself, but across the organization, encouraging leaders to foster an environment of trust and openness. He listened actively to both employees and customers, using their feedback to guide decision-making. Additionally, he surrounded himself with a diverse team of individuals who complemented his skills and brought different perspectives to the table. This holistic approach didn't just boost morale, it sparked innovation. By reshaping the company culture and focusing on cloud computing, AI, and other cutting-edge technologies, Nadella turned Microsoft into one of the most valuable companies in the world, with its market capitalization surpassing $2 trillion in 2021. His leadership style proves that empathy, emotional intelligence, and collaboration can drive both cultural and financial success. Final thoughts and takeaways. Sun Tzu's teachings remind us that true strength does not come simply from our own abilities, but from how well we understand and adapt to the world around us. Self-awareness is about more than just knowing your strengths and weaknesses. It's about using that knowledge to make intentional, informed decisions in every aspect of your life. It's about recognizing when to push forward, when to step back, and how to pivot when faced with unexpected challenges. Understanding others, on the other hand, requires more than observing their actions or words. It's about uncovering their motivations, understanding their needs, and finding ways to align those with your own goals. This deeper understanding builds trust, fosters collaboration, and creates opportunities for shared success, both in professional relationships and personal ones. Whether you're making strategic business decisions, navigating workplace dynamics, or strengthening personal relationships, the principles of knowing yourself and knowing others serve as your compass. They guide you in overcoming obstacles, finding balance, and achieving fulfillment in the things that matter most. If you're ready to take your self-awareness and interpersonal skills to the next level, stay tuned for our next episode. We'll dive deeper into practical strategies you can use to apply these timeless principles in your daily life. Until then, remember, the hardest battles aren't fought with others, but within ourselves. It's in those moments of introspection and growth that the greatest victories are won. You've been listening to Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you.